So you were born in Birmingham in 1955. So tell me about what it was like in Birmingham.
Well, to the degree that I remember what it was like in Birmingham in 1955, well, it would be probably 1960 when I first started having memories, 59 or 60, because that's when I was probably old enough to be conscious and aware of things that are going on around me, you know. And I guess, I mean, the typical childhood in Birmingham, you know, before we started school, it was certainly, my brother and I have a brother who's a year older than I am, so he was already on the scene when I arrived. And so my mother and father, and my father worked. My mother was basically a homemaker, sort of stayed at home.
What'd your father do?
Well, in Birmingham, he worked in the kitchen at the VA hospital in Birmingham. That's what I subsequently found out because I didn't know and didn't really care. I just knew he left to go someplace and then he came home, And they always said he was going to work, that kind of thing. And so we had the typical kind of childhood. It was great having an older brother, who was close enough in age so that we could be more like friends and companions so we could do things together. And we went out and played with the other kids in the neighborhood like kids do. We were also fortunate to live across the street from my mother's sister, my aunt and uncle and their children. So I had a cousin, two cousins who lived across the street from us when I was old enough to know, to know what that meant. And my cousin, he was more than a few years older than us, and was already in school. And one of our great things before we started school was to go down, run down to the corner, and wait for him to get out of school so we could carry his book satchel down the street and stuff. So that's the kind of thing I remember. I also remember just as children, and people would say stuff like this a lot, that back then it was different in a way, because I mean, I remember before we started school, I mean, as kids, we were outside in the neighborhood. We sort of ran in up and down the block and kind of up and down the street. It's like we didn't have, there was no, none of this sort of protective kind of stay in the yard, kind of stay close to home kind of thing. We sort of went out. And you went and played with other kids, and if the crowd moved down the block, you moved down the block with them. So we were just all over. It just felt like we were all over the neighborhood. I imagine we stayed pretty close to home, but generally you went on adventure. You kind of did stuff. We lived near two creeks, in Ensley was the neighborhood we lived in. It was what they call Big Ditch and Little Ditch. And you could go down, you can, the tadpoles, catch tadpoles and stuff like that in the water. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we did, with the other kids in the neighborhood.
So when did you start making art as a kid? Why
Well,
and what kind of pictures did you draw?
the thing we used to do, since my brother and I, plus, it's like you remember in the mid to late 50s. I mean, television was big, but it wasn't quite as big as it became. So, and we were in Birmingham, and I think there were only three channels that broadcast at the time in Birmingham. So there were some things that we'd run home to see, but for the most part, we stayed outside. And when we weren't outside or were in, we entertained ourselves, my brother and I, by drawing pictures. We used to do a lot of draw war. You draw warfare, and it was this whole kind of game where, he'd draw a tank and say, I blew up your, man, I draw an airplane, I dropped a bomb on your tank. And it's like we did that kind of stuff. So that's one of the things we did. But I know that when I was in kindergarten, I had an experience, I think, that made me really want to make pictures. It wasn't being an artist, because I didn't know what that was. It just was pictures. And it really happened when my kindergarten teacher had a scrapbook of images and stuff that she collected. It was old Valentine's cards, Christmas cards, images she clipped from magazines, the postcards, all that stuff she kept in this big scrapbook. And she would let the kid who was